When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here we are with a Tuesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Spike Lee, it's Tuesday. Got a big game coming up Sunday. Pace yourself. Holiday weekend, Jackie baseball. It's time to start looking at different options. Just saying. Holla at your boy.
I think Embiid's ducking the home crowd. What do you guys think? Spike thoughts?
Oh, boy.
No, Soto's dead. We can move on.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, we definitely. Yeah, Juan Fritz is not gonna happen.
I got to find another way to get Ike to eat the mayonnaise, the bucket of mayonnaise. Yeah, well, sacrifice for something else coming up. Well, we do. It's a short week, but we do not have a short show. No, we have a giant show as we always do. It's Tuesday, so Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 o'clock for the entire hour. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4 to talk about their dominant performance on Sunday night. Flyers in 50 returns at 4:30 today. Ooh. Little Broads action, and then the top 5 at 5 at 5 o'clock.
Oh, did they win last night?
I don't know.
No, I think they lost in a shootout.
Yeah, because they were up 2-0.
Yeah, well, listen, goalie issues per usual, I think. Although Michkov, he was showing off some vision. He's a game winner on Saturday.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Oh, man, the Michkov mania was out of control. Yes. We almost had to do emergency Flyers in 50 on Sunday.
Yeah,
I thought we were all going to come in.
Believe we've waited so long. I'm sure Broads is going to want to do the Flyers in 50 as if it were on Sunday, but I'm not going to allow him to do that. So I start off the show today thinking about our football team and our head coach. You know, Ike, you're a Sirianni guy.
Yes.
I am a Sirianni guy. I have been converted over the last, 6 weeks, I would say, or so. And we learned yesterday that Jack now is coming to the side of being a Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, a little suspicious of that one.
Listen, I keep it real on this program, especially when it comes to the Eagles.
So here's what I'm thinking. Nick Sirianni's contract is up after next season, and I would give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now. I do believe he's earned it.
Would you stop it?
No, I do. I would. And let me explain to you why I think not only he's earned it, but I think it is good for the coach, it's good for the organization, it is good for the team. So the Eagles have a history of extending guys before they actually need the contract, with their players at least. They take care of the players that they want to see in Midnight Green for several years. They give them the extensions early. They do it with players all the time. And I think it would be good for the team. I think it would be good for the org. I think it would be good for Sirianni for them to do the very same thing they do with the players with him. And here's why I think so. First of all, I think he's earned it. I think as Elliot and Howard have told us repeatedly over the last several days, he has the best winning percentage of any current NFL coach right now. He has not won a Super Bowl, but he's been to a Super Bowl. He will be in the playoffs, we think, knock on wood, once again this year.
Unless another collapse is coming, then we don't have to worry about that extension.
he has righted the ship, with a lot of talent, but from what happened at the end of last year, I think it would be fair for us all to say that we're all worried, at least, or at least had our eyes open that it could happen again. And in fact, it's gone the other way. It sort of seems like they have rallied together and they get better and better and better every week. But here's the reason that I think it is most important to give him an extension right now. A confident Nick Sirianni is the best Nick Sirianni. And we saw the beginning of this season when nobody, quote, knew what his job was. He made his worst decisions when I thought he was trying to prove his value, prove his worth early in the year. His decisions in game didn't seem to line up with what we had seen about Nick Sirianni previously. Mm-hmm. And I think going into the home stretch of the season, going into the playoffs, having a Nick Sirianni that isn't worried about trying to prove his value to anyone, whether it's the national media, the local media, Howie Roseman, Jeff Lurie, I think we are going to get the most effective Nick Sirianni if he is not worried about his job. If he knows that he has the confidence of, he knows he has the confidence of the players, but if he knows he has the confidence of the organization too. So I would give him that confidence. I would reward him for a job well done. I would reward the team for playing for him. And I would go into the playoffs knowing that Nick Sirianni is the guy not only for this year, but for the future. And I would give Nick Sirianni a contract extension.
Yeah, as much as I like Nick, and believe me, this thing would have to end poorly for him not to get an extension at the end of the season. That's when I would wait to do it. Again, it's not about him not being deserving of it. I think his record speaks for itself. But there's a lot of expectation placed on this team. And, you know, I have to see how this thing unfolds, how it plays out, particularly in the postseason, for me to feel good about moving forward. And again, I like Nick Sirianni. I think Nick Sirianni is a very good football coach. He knows how to relate to his players. He knows how to inspire. He knows how to bring those guys together. Quite frankly, the times that he's faced adversity, I know in the heat of the moment, he wasn't able to pull the team out of the struggles they were in coming down the stretch last year. But I'm not so sure that was completely all on him. He gets held responsible for it, but the players have to do their part and want to play and want to win. I'm not so sure how much of that was part of the issue at the end of the season as well. This year, when you see everybody is motivated and still on the same and striving for the same goal, when they had a little adversity early, they pulled together. Right, he was able to pull them together and get through it, and actually they become better since. The future is bright. I really believe that. But this job is a pressure cooker. And when you have this much talent at your disposal, expectations are high. And I can't – the only scenario I could see him not being here next year – is if they were to get in the playoffs after they win this division and lose that first playoff game at home. I don't know how you bring him back after that, if that were to happen, right? Like, they win the NFC East. Let's say they don't get the number one seed. They get the number two seed. And that first game is at the Link. And if we're playing Green Bay or Minnesota, right, and if we don't win that game, I don't know how you sell to this fan base that this is the guy you just gave a 2 or 3 year extension to and he's going to be here. Now, the details do matter because they could lose the game and it could be the quarterback threw 3 interceptions or whatever, right?
Right, so, and Green Bay, Minnesota, both respectable
solid teams. Yes, solid,
respectable
and that's
teams.
Why I put those teams there because yep. That's where it could happen at.
Yep.
I would have to wait. It's a little unfair to him because you look at his, like I said, you look at his record and you say, why wouldn't you give him an extension? Especially like he's going to make the playoffs 4 straight years. But there's so much pressure on what they do in the postseason that I got to wait until after that's done. I got to wait until after that's done, see what they do, and then I'm happily giving him a 2 or 3 year extension with no problem. It's not he has to go win the Super Bowl. Or he has to at least win a playoff game. Right? Can we say that? That's the bare minimum? You got to win one playoff game.
Well, I mean, 215-592-9494, would you give Nick Sirianni an extension right now? Look, for it to be a successful season, they have to win a playoff game.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he needs to win a playoff game for me to say that he's the coach here.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually, and my position would be, I think you're giving yourself a better chance to win those playoff games if Nick has an extension now. I think the thing that everybody's worried about, I think if we were to ask everyone. What are the two things you sort of worry about going into the playoffs? The two things would be, well, if just being fair about it, if Jalen has to throw a bunch of times, I'd be worried. And I'm worried about Nick Sirianni's decisions. Those are the two things I think that pretty much come up. And I think we have a better chance of getting the best out of Nick Sirianni. I think we have a better chance of getting the best decisions if this thing is settled.
He doesn't feel pressure or he doesn't feel the need to do.
He doesn't, if he, there's not a fourth down decision in a playoff game that he's thinking, well, my whole job could depend on this. And look, their jobs depend on it every game anyway. I think that's just sort of the, you live and die with that as a coach. But I don't think he needs, I think if he feels like he has to prove something in that way, that thing that we were seeing at the beginning of the year, I think that was him trying to prove his value. And I don't want him doing that in the playoffs. I want him to know his value. You know, like some people respond well with negative feedback, and some people respond well with positive feedback.
Yeah.
And most people, it's positive. And I think Nick is the sort of guy, the more confident he feels, the better Nick Sirianni we're going to get.
Now, wouldn't this sort of go against his sort of messaging? Keep your head down, work, don't drink the perfume, smell it. Like, this
maybe
is
they
almost,
should keep it secret.
This is almost as if he's being rewarded and the job's not finished. Mamba mentality. Job's not finished.
It's a good point.
Right? So he's being rewarded and it's not finished. So that's part of the reason why I wouldn't do it. And again, I'm rooting for him because I hope he gets a 2 or 3 year extension after this season.
Yep.
But I got to have postseason success. I got to have some semblance of success in the postseason with this team.
All right, 215-592-9494. Would you give Nick Sirianni an extension right now? We will get to your calls and also Jack's most likely
riveting commentary,
maddening opinion right after he tells you about Scott Honda.
You've heard me talk, of course, about Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car and my current Honda. But I was also in there a couple weeks ago testing out their first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue. The Prologue is sleek, yet sporty and packed with technology. Also, is very spacious for adventures and growing families like myself. So celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda of Westchester and now in Vineland, New Jersey. Plus, test drive the new Prologue. Also, ask about the unbelievable deals in the Prologue right now. Visit ScottAutoGroup.com and as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Man, it's a good topic. Spike, you and Jack, man, y'all all over the place, man. I love the fact y'all on the Nick Sirianni side, but it's like, we don't got to give him the extension just yet. See, Nick Sirianni, great coach, you know, elite-level coaching. But it's like Nick Sirianni also is a cocky dude. I don't want to give him that extension because it's like you know, sometimes, like, when somebody proves something, like, they want to show. Like, remember, like even Jalen. Jalen don't ever talk, right? He don't ever say nothing. We in the Super Bowl, he starts saying, like, yeah, I remember you said I remember some of y'all ain't think I should be the quarterback. Like, it's like you give somebody, like somebody, they achieve something, everybody, they whole personality changed. Like, they want to start, you know, taking receipts.
Well, he got his extension.
You said what?
Jalen got his extension without winning
the
Super Bowl.
Once he went to the Super Bowl.
Well, so did Nick Sirianni.
Right, but like, what I'm saying is, Jalen, the contracts were done at separate times. Like, Nick Sirianni had only been for 2 years when he got the extension. Jalen Hurts, you know, had been here. I'm just saying, like, when you give somebody an extension, you don't want their attitude to change. I want Nick to be hungry because he still wants that extension. So go out there and prove it. Now, if we get to the playoffs, like I said, we beat Green Bay, going to the NFC Championship game, hit him with it. Bow. You know, 5 years extension. Give it to him. But I wouldn't do it just
five
yet.
Years.
You know, we got a game on Sunday. We got to see what they do. Ravens, you know. And then we'll roll into the playoffs. But I wouldn't just hand out the money just yet. You know, we hungry, we quiet, we ain't drinking no perfume like Ike said. We ain't smelling
again, who
nothing.
Drinks perfume? That's my question.
Well, I don't know. Coach said it is working.
Why do you always got to criticize?
Well, again, because no one has anyone ever drank perfume. Nah, it's not even a saying. Rat poison, I get.
But it's a word. It's a saying. You know, I've heard it before.
The big dumb dip one again?
You're supposed to be this. You say you this big sports guy. I heard it as people say it in sports before. You supposed to be like,
no, there's no way anyone ever said it.
You know what, Corey? Corey, here's what I'd say about keeping him hungry and putting having the contract as the prize for success.
Yeah, like the carrot in front of you. You're dangling a carrot.
That doesn't always work the way you want it to. You know, I think at the end of last year, Hassan Reddick was thinking about a contract when he was chasing sacks instead of just playing the right way. I think you know, it giving A.J. Brown a contract this year, giving Devontae Smith a contract this year, so they don't have to, knowing that they might not get the numbers that they're used to getting, but that winning was the important thing, and they believed in them. I think you get better out of those guys paying them before and not making them think about personal achievements to win it. So my position...
That's pretty good foresight, my Howie.
Yeah, I mean, and but that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they do. They pay guys so they're not on the last year of their deal if they want to keep them. So yeah. I understand the point, Corey, but I don't think you have to worry about Nick Sirianni being hungry to win. That as far as a motivation, I don't think he is doing this to get a contract. We all like contracts. Everybody in there, you hope, is doing it to win. You know, also to get a contract.
Yeah. But we like contracts.
But to win. So I understand your point, but I think like sometimes giving them the contract early can get a better value out of somebody than having them sort of only thinking about the contract.
Let me ask you a follow up real quick.
Give him a contract early.
So Jalen Hurts, right? You said we gave him his contract, right?
Yep.
We saw what happened last year when he got the contract, right? Now, let's say we would have gave him that contract before the Super Bowl. Let's say we would have gave it to him week 15 when he was in MVP race. And then all the stuff that was happening at the end of last season came up. What would you have said? See what I'm saying? Like, we want to make sure. Like, I think Nick Sirianni is that guy, and he's going to get a contract. But it's like, let's just hold off. We saw how last year, you know, let's just hold off. And then we'll give him his little thing, you know. That's all I'm saying. Hey, yo, I got a bone to pick with you tomorrow. I got a bone to pick.
Your time's running out. It's only been 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's a good tease. A good tease for tomorrow, Corey.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, what is? Do. Yeah.
Well, I hope it's not a delegation thing because they've been coming.
It could
either
be that.
Yep.
Ohio State won. Did I say anything about Ohio State?
Yeah, I don't know. Came in and Kobe related.
No.
Or Lakers related.
Right.
No. Jack, what is your opinion on this thing?
Well, of course not. But can we just see how he does in the postseason before we're handing out contract extensions? I don't think this is last year's team, but we were 10-1 last year. They're 9-2 now. And I'm not giving up on the Belichick reality.
Oh, God.
Oh, stop it. They're not getting Belichick. They're not getting Belichick.
If they lose in the first round and he sees this roster, I guarantee you Bill Belichick will be an Eagle.
Oh, you're crazy. He's not coming here.
I don't know that. I am not giving up that dream yet. So if he wins a postseason game, fine. Give him knock your socks off with your Sirianni contract extension. But I got to see that first before I'm doing it midseason. I can't get him getting cocky.
But he's already cocky. That's how
he
is.
All right, he's already annoying now. But if he gets a contract extension, he's back to mean mugging on the sidelines. And we need a little bit of hungry Nick. I don't want.
Humbled and hungry.
Yes. That.
Yes, we need a humbled and hungry.
And the team responds better when they think the coach is getting fired. I'm just letting you know. 2021.
They play for it. Yeah.
And this year. So you don't want to lose that thread.
All right.
Also, credit to you, Spike.
Do I?
You've gotten this far without saying, I was once a manager. Making decisions on contracts.
Now, wait a minute.
Wow.
But now, wait a minute.
That was,
I didn't even do it.
That was a staple in the summer.
But hold on. I didn't even do it, and I'm getting called out for doing it, even though I didn't even do it?
Well, I was thinking about it.
I was trying to think. Did I ever have to do it? Did we ever have...
We had a couple contracts.
We
had a couple contracts.
What'd you do? Just bully me?
I didn't. Well, I get bullied.
Would you make them sign the paper?
No, I'm just saying. I don't remember any back and forth.
Are we all signing Braves contracts around here?
You know what? Here's why I was a good manager. Because I was a manager. I don't know if you heard this.
Yes, there it is.
I would do all the upfront work before I even went to the host. So I would try to bully my bosses to get as much as I could. And then that way we didn't have to negotiate very much. I didn't like negotiating.
I like that strategy.
I hate negotiating. I wanted all my players. I wanted you guys to all be happy. It's not my money.
February is a big month around here for some people.
Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
You want me to be your agent again?
Yeah, kind of. I'm thinking over here.
You know? I once for somebody here, I had such a temper tantrum with David that I was like, just take it out of my pay. And he's like, will you stop it already?
Lord.
Yeah.
I always appreciate you did that for me.
It wasn't you.
Well, he's a clear example of you give him a contract too early, and look what he turned into.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't even pay attention in there anymore.
No, I got stuff to do. Yeah. I was watching Crochet during the show yesterday.
Yeah. See? All right. 215-592-9494. Would you give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now? Navy Fred, you're on WIP.
Navy Fred, all right.
What's up, Navy Fred?
Yo, guys, what's going on? Hey, I got to apologize.
Thank you for your service, brother.
Yeah, thank you for your service. My grandfather was Fred and was also in the Navy.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
I don't care.
Hey, Jack. What the hell?
I got to apologize to Ike. I was one of the angry callers at the end of the year that was screaming for Belichick. Ike told me to have patience. After week 5, Ike reiterated patience. Ike, I'm just calling to tell you, you were right.
Oh, how about that?
Wow, we don't get a lot of that around here.
By the way, it was not fun. It was not fun for about a month around here last year during the collapse in the end of the season.
Are you having to defend Nick during
that? Yes, yeah. Every day.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
I thought it was great.
It's much easier to be a Nick guy right now at 9-2.
Right.
I came at the exact right time to be a Nick guy.
Where were you at last year?
I was a Dable guy.
Something tells me you would have been singing a different tune at the end of last year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and Ike, you're right. I would extend him, give him the money now. The players will benefit, and it'll help them in the stretch run. And on the way out, can I get some Ike juice?
Oh, yeah, hook him up, Nate. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. You just called me Ned, Nate?
I said Navy Fred.
Oh, Navy okay. Fred. By the way, that's how it goes around here. He literally agreed with me, but he couldn't.
You said
even,
me, yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't even get through his head that he agreed with me on the football thing. So he just immediately look. Ike knows what I'm talking about. You got to give Sirianni the extension now.
It's a lot of mix up between Spike and Ike, though.
Yes, yes, and then there's also mix up between it's me and Jack. It's really just whatever the opinion they dislike the most is actually I get credit for.
Well, that's. It's your last name's fault.
Yeah, it's what?
It's your last name's
your last
fault.
Name.
Yeah, well, that certainly is part of it, I'm sure. All right. I'm curious what I wonder if Elliot would want to give him the extension.
Oh, my God.
We have Elliot here at 3.
Based on his tweets, should have already given him the extension.
For the season.
Yeah, he and Howard are in a Nick Sirianni love contest.
Well, they're in a worm-off.
Yeah, definitely in a worm-off. And, by the way, people believe me more than those two because they know that those two have the Eagle swarm.
That's right.
And that's where it's coming from. So we'll get to your calls. Should they give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now? What a change in this season. I can't believe we're asking this question. 215-592.
Contract extensions and Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's changed since week 4. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm the Panther dressed in black. It's a WIP. I forgot what the show was for a second. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah, it's just we're just AJ and Big Justice fans.
Yeah,
and Rizzler.
What did I see them doing this
wrestling?
Weekend?
They're wrestling.
Oh, wrestling.
AEW wrestling. I have to say this. AJ looked pretty good in the ring. He looked like a real wrestler.
Like physically or like his moves were good?
No, he physically can wrestle. He's the real wrestler. He knows what he's doing.
I think I saw something. He got hurt in the ring and he
broke his foot.
Yeah, he powered through.
Powered through it.
Yep. Built
and
different.
Then Big Justice. You see Big Justice give the spear at the end.
Yeah.
Sort of cheated. And the Rizzler coming out with the Big Show. That was good. They might have a future there. I don't know. I thought it was over. But as wrestlers,
they found another lane.
You might not be over.
And it was definitely a way bigger deal than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson thing.
No, it wasn't.
Da-da-da-da-da. More interesting.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it was definitely
how many
more interesting.
Watched that Jake Paul Mike Tyson
68
fight.
68 million people watched it. It sold out the Dallas stadium.
I was more impressed with AJ and Big Justice.
Well, that's fine. You can say that.
Yeah. It wasn't a bigger deal, though.
Yeah. I don't know if Mike Tyson threw a punch that whole fight.
Yeah.
You don't think the AEW on Friday night was not a bigger deal?
Yeah. Let me tell you. Big Justice threw more punches than Mike Tyson threw.
68 million people watched that?
68
yeah,
million.
God, this country is something.
So many people that it was difficult for Netflix, the biggest streaming company in the world, to keep the stream stable
forever.
Couldn't
keep the stream going.
Yeah.
By the way, they got games on Christmas Day.
Yeah, but many fewer people. I mean, it'll be 20 million people. Even if it's 25 million people, that's still a third of what they had. I don't think the football will be as big.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Not as
because it's a regular season.
Yeah,
Christmas.
I think they'll be fine. I think that was the biggest they could possibly do was the fight.
The only thing I figured out about Netflix recently is they've cut down on being able to share accounts.
They cut that down 2 years ago.
I haven't had time to watch TV in a while, so I haven't been able to use my mom's account. I guess I might have to buy one for myself.
You are.
Yeah, be an adult.
Yeah, they don't let you share passwords anymore. Yeah, they got to make money.
Yeah, they figured that out.
They got to pay all their little jacks, the stealing money.
Oh, the crappy behind the scenes people.
Yes,
interesting.
Yeah, you really sound behind the scenes in this segment.
Well, a lot of people say.
Okay, all right.
Not enough friends.
All right. Nobody's saying that.
Not enough friends.
All right. Okay, last thing on this, actually. When I was leaving last night, I think her name was Rachel, leaving Chickie's, a woman came up. Her name was Rachel. She's like, I love the show, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what's your favorite part of the show? And she said, well, I would say the top five, but that'll probably make you mad. So, and then she came up with something else.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to make me mad.
Well,
yeah, watch.
I would have talked her out of it, but it wouldn't have made me mad.
Well, it seems like your tone.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now? Ike, what do you think the vote is at?
Let's see. Even with this team at 9-2,
yep,
and 7 straight wins,
yep,
there's no way they're on board with this.
Okay.
So I'm going to say the majority is saying no, and I'll go with, but there's enough support there.
Yep.
I'll go with 62.
60-40.
Wow, 60-40.
Yeah,
even.
Very close. 60-40. I'm surprised at the... I am actually surprised at the support for it, that 40% are saying to give him the extension. 215-592-9494. Jay in South Philly, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, can I bring a little peace to the argument? I know it's not too much of an unpeaceful argument, but I got a little bit of a hybrid idea here.
Okay, a hybrid idea. Okay.
Okay. I think, Spike, you make absolute sense that there needs to be some confidence behind him, perhaps to give him a little bit of peace of mind to know that he can go after it and not have to worry. But this town requires that you bring the goods in order to get the big bank. Here's what I do. And you can adjust the years with this as you see fit. Give him a one-year deal now, but you put the golden carrot in there. You get to the NFC Championship game, you bring this team to the NFC Championship game, make it 2 years.
Oh,
you get to the Super Bowl, 3 years, you win the Super Bowl, 4 years, and the highest paid coach in the NFL.
That's not
highest paid coach in the NFL.
Well, if they win the Super Bowl, he's saying like with everything that he accomplishes, he gets another year on the contract. I don't want him coaching that way. I don't want him coaching thinking that every win is getting him another year on the contract. I really want it the other way. If you want him to have peace of mind and know that he's the guy, he shouldn't have to earn it that way. He should earn it by being a great coach. And, you know, I don't know. Andy was here for 14 years.
Yeah.
Didn't win any Super Bowls. No offense.
None taken.
Yeah. He got
They're
plenty.
Really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
He got plenty of contract extensions, you know?
All right, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know you're not saying he needs to win the Super Bowl, but there are so many different circumstances that can happen. I don't want to put that he has to do X to get Y. That's not where I am. Where I am is he's a good coach who's done a great job, and he deserves a contract extension. And I think we will get better decision-making out of Nick if he knows that he is secure in that. Brian in New Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys? So, real quick, Jack, to help you out with that Netflix thing, all you got to do is say you're at your vacation home, and then they could send a link, and then they'll send whoever's account it is and hook you up.
So, perfect.
No, let them pay
great
for
eye.
It.
Thank you.
We need the economy to work. We need people to pay for things, not just have Jack steal them.
Oh, now you're making it political.
It's not so, political.
So before I get to Nick Sirianni, can I get on Jack real quick?
Are you sure?
Sure.
So, Jack, I was watching your boy last night, your top five boy, Justin Herbert, who can't seem to really play under the bright lights. It's just funny that how you say how good he is because he could throw the ball across the stadium, but, like, when he has 200 passing yards and 74 passer rating and overthrowing receivers, touchdowns, it's like we say that these wins don't matter. Like, winning isn't a quarterback stat. I don't believe it is, but, like, when you fold like a lawn chair, like in the playoff game up 27-0 all the time, I'm taking Jalen Hurts over that guy any day.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's
so
awesome.
You could say all day that he could throw the ball and it looks so pretty.
Yeah, no, but if we're being truthful here, just being completely honest, what do you think that Jalen's record would be if he was the Chargers quarterback this year?
It probably wouldn't. It wouldn't be 9-2.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably what, three wins?
It could be 7-5.
No, he wouldn't. Stop.
He'd probably have
three wins max.
You're acting like Herbert hasn't had great players around him with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
Well, I'm talking about this year.
Great coach. He's got a great coach.
He's always had good players.
Who is he throwing to this year? That's my big question.
I mean, they have first round picks. One thing, McConkey, you play fantasy. I got him on my team. He's pretty solid. And the first round pick from last year, they got receivers. Like, they got
Quinn Johnson. Quinn Johnson stinks.
Before last night, people were saying he was pretty good. He turned a page this year. So
I got you.
I don't know. They got good tight ends. They got Palmer. They got players. They don't have players like us, but it's not like he got no one. I don't know. I think he's kind of a fraud. And everyone's MVP, Lamar, last night, he put up Jalen numbers. He threw the ball. He had 16 completions. I think it's crazy how everyone thinks what Jalen can't do, and it's like these guys who are MVP and everyone's like poster child, they're doing the same thing.
Well, hold up.
Okay. Well, go, yeah, Jack, if you would like to do
it.
No,
you got it.
Well, I mean, people have questions about Lamar in the playoffs. I mean, it gets brought up every single year about Lamar Jackson that he hasn't won in the playoffs. But I think all you need to do is watch it, and you can see the difference between Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts. Now, Lamar has limitations, which, by the way, may limit the Ravens in the playoffs, which have limited them before. But there's not, like, physically, in terms of, like, their physical quarterback skills, Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts are not really comparable.
I think Lamar's better. I'm not saying
okay,
he's
well,
not.
Then what are we talking about here?
I think Hurts gets, like, the slander is crazy, and it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's just typical WIP. I know you got
some of these guys, Brian. Some of them.
So I'll get to Nick Sirianni real quick.
Yeah.
I saw Ike and Jack on it. Like, I think you wait till the end of the year. Look, I love Nick, and I love what he's doing, but we were 10-1 last year. I think it was the same week. And everyone, you could have said the same thing. Let's give this guy an extension, and people wanted him fired 3 weeks later. If we do, like, God forbid, we do lose in the first round or in the second round and it's a collapse again, everyone's going to want him fired. Everyone's going to be pissed that we gave him an extension. So let this ride out. Let's keep the good juju going, and we'll see if we end up in the NFC chip and we lose to Detroit or whatever, like, we have a good season. Yeah, maybe give him an extension, but you got to let this season play out. You can't give it to him right now.
You know what the truth is, though, Brian? And I don't want to make this like the crux of the argument. If you feel like fire him after the year, after you gave him an extension, you can fire him. I mean, the coach's salary is not on the cap. You could pay the Sixers, I think, were paying three head coaches at once. So you can pay the coach and then fire him if it falls apart.
Yeah, plenty of teams. I mean, the Jags got rid of Urban after 1 year, right?
Right, after signing him to a big contract.
Yeah.
So,
I
just think you're going to get better Sirianni out of an extended Sirianni. I think you're not going to get a guy looking over his shoulder. You're not going to get a guy that is worried with every fourth down or 2-point conversion that he has to prove his value. You're not going to worry about a guy who is looking over his shoulder at the defensive coordinator or the offensive coordinator and worried about how much say they have and how much credit they have. Like, the guy's done a great job. And to your point about them being 10-1 last year, yes, they were 10-1. They fell apart, but now they're 9-2 again. So whatever happened at the end of last year, they have corrected.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Brian. I think you could just wait for another collapse at some point. But I think that part is also a little bit unfair to Sirianni, saying that, well, they could collapse again. Well, sure, they could collapse again, I don't think it's likely, you know. By the way, you could wait and they could collapse next year. You could give them an extension, they could collapse next year. You can always collapse.
Hey, that's more information.
All right. Isn't there a big Black Friday sale going on National Appliance Warehouse before we get to the rest of
these
calls?
They're always looking for different ways to save money, save you money.
Right.
Spike. Your dollar's always stretching further
right.
at National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes,
I mean, we talked about Price Assure. We talked about tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. And, of course, the Black Friday mega sale, which is going on right now. So after you eat your turkey, head on down 95, I think.
Yes.
95.
It's in Delaware, right? 95.
Yeah, you know me.
Yes.
Ever since the GPS.
You could get on Route 1 as well.
I know. Like 95. When people said the Blue Route, I never knew what the Blue Route was.
So 476.
Yeah, but yeah. Listen, all right. We're all about roads here.
Okay.
You'll find huge Black Friday discounts just like the old days. Mark Zemeckis and his team have negotiated huge discounts directly from the manufacturers and are passing them right on to you. It all adds up to the biggest savings event of the year. Simply put, appliances from National Appliance Warehouse are the best bang for your butt buck. My favorite part is that they deliver an unbeatable... That's my bad. They deliver an unbeatable customer experience to go along with the low prices. When you walk in, they truly, truly, truly treat you like family. Trust me, get down to National Appliance Warehouse. They'll pair you with the perfect appliance, and you'll have a great time as well. So don't wait. Hurry to the Black Friday mega sale happening right now. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, two quick questions, Jack. First, bang for what?
Bang for your butt.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure.
Butt.
Well, we are
Donovan
taking everybody to Pound Town. And the second thing is, did you really not know that you get to Delaware by getting on 95?
Well, I want to make sure it wasn't 202.
You can get to Delaware on 202 as well.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, I got my roads mixed up for
okay.
1 second.
There, right.
The one in Wilmington is off 202.
Yes, but you would still take 95.
Well, I would take 202 because I'm a Westchester guy.
Right. Josh in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's going on here? What's up, Josh?
Going on, fellas?
That was
What's
a
up?
Lot.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here saying to myself, Jack is flapping his gums, talking out the side of his neck about that Bill Belichick coach next year. I look at it like this. We kept Topper around. His players underperformed 3 years in a row. My thing is I think we got to look at how the players develop. For the most part, everybody that comes in here from free agency, from the draft, hell, I remember Ike saying that he wasn't a fan of Devontae because of his size.
Yep.
And he might be the second best receiver in that draft class.
Yeah.
I look at it like, hell.
Yep.
Give that man his bread. And Jack, in the delegation, bread means money. Take it easy, fellas.
I know that one.
Wow. You got non-delegation guys giving you delegation tips.
I did. I was nervous about Devontae. The 165-pound wide receiver.
Yep.
This is the funny thing. After we missed on five different receivers prior to him, I'm like, okay, this is the guy we're going to pin our hopes on right now? I wanted him to move up to get Chase. They couldn't move up into the top five to get Chase. And then I think it was Jack. Was that the draft that Surtain was in?
Surtain was in that draft, yeah.
So I wanted either Surtain first and then Micah second.
Right.
I think Parsons was in that draft too, right?
Well, yeah, he went after Devontae.
He went right after Devontae.
Well, those would have been okay picks too.
Yeah, right. Like, yes. Yeah, those are very good players too. But I got to admit, I think having Devontae makes us a better team.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So,
does it?
Love having Devontae. I know how this is going to get spun.
Believe Jack, me, we've had this debate before.
Okay,
yes.
Jack, don't make this a Twitter poll.
Yeah, please.
But given what you know now about the team, if you could go back and have Micah Parsons instead of Devontae Smith,
right.
Would you? I mean, you have to say yes.
Heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat?
Yeah.
Devontae's great. But this, if you have A.J. Brown.
Right. And we did wind up getting A.J. Brown the next year.
And I love Devontae.
But he's running the ball 45 times a game.
So A.J. is a different beast.
And their best edge rusher was 36.
Yeah.
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 It's a good pick because it worked out.
Right.
But there were a couple of great players that went. Now, Surtain, I think I would say I would still rather have Devontae.
You would
say
rather an offensive player, Devontae.
Yeah. And especially we've sort of fixed that
fixed
area
the corner
of the
position,
team too.
Yeah. Which we couldn't, for 20 years, we couldn't draft a corner for 20 years, yeah.
But man, this defense, if it had Parsons on it.
Don't worry, he's coming. Oh, right. Give him another year.
Right, 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 right. But we would have had, we would have had him on a rookie scale deal.
And he would already be paid.
Would already be
paid. We would have already given him an extension and everything.
Like he's going to do with Sirianni. Aaron and Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What up, eh?
Yo, Jack, the one caller gave bad information. You can, quote unquote, use it, but you're only going to be limited to 30 days.
Ah, okay. If anyone can tell me how to get around paying for Netflix,
just pay for it. What is it, $12?
Might be $7.99, Spike.
No, wait, there's a free version, too.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's not free version.
No, there's a free version with ads. I'm pretty sure there's a free version with ads.
We don't do ads no more, Spike. Come on, man.
We do, buddy. I got news for you. That's
on
how
this show, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's how we pay mortgages. Yeah.
Y'all do. I can't. I need to just watch whatever I'm watching. But would you, like, if you have an iPad, Jack, you go to your mom's house with the iPad, and you're on her network. So now your
iPad
is
connected to
your network, so you can use it for 30 days. Sorry, Netflix, but it is what it is.
They got enough money.
But I'm not, and it's funny. Spike me in my head sometimes, because I'll be thinking the same thing he's about to come on the show with. Like, I was talking to some of my homies. The formula to win this, because clearly Saquon Barkley is motivated to prove something to somebody, the way he's been running.
Yes.
He's motivated. And I truly believe he's going to run this to a Super Bowl, right? So, and that leads into what I'm going to get into after that. But with Sirianni, we need to keep him focused. You know what? I start thinking, like, my dad's similar to this. You know how you start talking to somebody and you want to end a conversation, but they keep talking, and then you start walking away and they keep talking to you? My dad's similar to that. I can tell that's Nick Sirianni. He can get very distracted. I need him to be laser focused on one thing. Bringing us a Super Bowl.
But that's why you give him the contract, Aaron. So he's not focused on the contract.
But he's clearly focused now.
I know, but you just gave Saquon as the example. Saquon's running like he needs to prove something, and he just got paid. He already got paid. AJ's having a great year, already got paid. Landon Dickerson, great year, already got paid. Jordan Mailata, already got paid. All these guys got paid, and they still managed to perform.
Players are motivated by money. The coaches are only good as the players on the field. See what I'm saying? So, like, but right as we stand right now, they're on the. I don't see a collapse coming because Saquon Barkley's not going to allow that to happen. And the worries about Saquon running, like what would he be next year? I'm not worried about that. You know why I'm not worried about that? Because next year he should only be carrying the ball 15 times a game, and then we should be able to throw the ball 35 times a game. No.
How's that happening, buddy? Are you making another personnel change I don't know about?
I'm just saying, like, that's. I think that's where, like, this year we just have to run. And then what happens with Saquon next year is what happens with Saquon next year. Because we have to start throwing the football. It's what it is next year. But this year, just stick to the formula. He ain't got no contract pass next year. It's okay. It is okay. We collapsed last year. I don't see another collapse coming. So what he does in the playoffs determines if he gets a contract, honestly. Because you can't collapse the playoffs and, like I said, come out in the first game and lose. You can't do it and say, hey, here's the contract.
Wait a minute.
After you collapse and you had a great season, then we lost in the playoffs.
So real quick, last thing, Aaron. You say ultimately you're only as good as the players on the field. So why are you using the postseason victories or failures to judge Sirianni? Like why? I don't understand. If you're saying that he's winning because he has good players, then why is it the coach that gets in trouble in the playoffs if they don't win, and not the good players that you say are winning all the games?
That's not necessarily what I was saying. I was saying players are motivated by the money. They chase the stats to get paid. Like that they're doing that. Like a coach can't chase stats; they can only chase wins. So they need good players to get the wins. But if the team falters in the playoffs, ultimately, it is Jalen Hurts, and it is Nick Sirianni's fault. We're not going to get rid of the quarterback that quick. We got to get rid of the coach. I think everyone would agree to that. But Spike, he's a Nick Sirianni guy now. So Spike being a Nick Sirianni guy, it's kind of dangerous. But,
yeah. Well,
it is kind of dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know that the guys that are Spike guys in this town always works out for them.
Yeah.
Wow. I think the only person with a worse track record than you is me.
Right.
Oh, well, I may have a worse track record.
Well, yeah, you have Tobias Carson.
Tobias, I feel like, was forced on spot. On
well, look, we all have our crosses to bear. It is what it is.
Somebody was going to be held responsible for Tobias. It was me.
Were you an Aguilar guy?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
I jumped off of that one quick, though.
Yeah, okay.
I got off of Aguilar after 2 years.
Dude, he's going to be in the league for, what, over 10 years?
Still in the air. He's still in the league. Good. No, he caught a ball last night.
Yeah, but he's going to have a... Like, Jay Joss is just dead, out of the league.
Oh, he's gone.
Like, Aguilar, at least, is going to play for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have a decade-plus career. Nelson is.
It was funny when they threw him, because I think he dropped a ball yesterday, like, on the sideline. I was like, Aguilar. Nelson?
Like, that's
Aguilar?
Nelson?
Yeah. Is that the same Aguilar? Wow, how about that?
And actually, he was a bigger part of their offense last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he had a big touchdown catch in the playoffs last year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will continue to talk to you about the Nick Sirianni contract extension. Don't worry, it hasn't happened. But I do think they should give it to him so we can get the best out of Nick Sirianni. So we want your opinion on that.
If they gave Nick an extension tomorrow, how many people do you think would be upset?
A lot of people. Not me. I'd hang a banner in here. We'll have Elliot in here next. We'll ask him what he thinks.
Sure, he'd be happy.
Also, we will relive the moment from this morning where John Ritchie forced Brandon Graham to
which I got my man BG in here doing, man.
Well, Ritchie doesn't want to be the only guy who cried.
This is really... Yeah.
So we will relive that.
BG, man. Man, y'all gonna make me cry.
And maybe...
I haven't heard it either.
And maybe a guy that is what is on the beach right now. That's what they say the guys aren't working. There's a guy that has shown some desire to play again who might be able to help the Eagles, and we will talk about that as well. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.